Okay, let's rock. Will we remember how to do this?
This is Trainer Talk, the podcast, brought to you by Sharon Gaskin of the Trainers Training Company and me, Jeanette Tessier of the Get That Gang. In our weekly show, we cover news and views from our businesses, along with a top-of-mind topic. Of course, it wouldn't be Trainer Talk, the podcast, without the Dog Walking Digest, and every now and again we invite a guest along to share their experience and expertise. After 90 episodes of just audio, we're now on YouTube as well. So feel free to catch up there. Just search for the Trainers Training Company or the Get That Gang, or download us on audio only through your favourite podcast streamer. So why not sit back with a cuppa, make that journey or chore go a little bit quicker with our weekly inspiration for developing your training business.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Trainer Talk, the podcast, and we are at episode 91. It's been a little while, Sharon. It's been a little while, hasn't it? The gap between 90 and 91. Do we dare explain where we've been and what we've been doing, or should we just leave it?
Well, you know, we've still been here. We've been around, you know, don't worry about that. But we just, it feels like a long time since we were here. Doing our weekly podcast, but actually we just reminded ourselves that it was only September, wasn't it, that we stopped doing, or August.
Well, it was, yeah,
so. After August, so we haven't recorded since the end of July 2020. Mm-hmm. and we just thought we would give ourselves a little bit of a break, didn't we? Mm-hmm. We said that the podcast may be gone forever, or it may return at some point, and we feel that time is now.
Yeah, so we are definitely back with a vengeance, and back with a new format and new ways to consume the podcast as well. So we are properly recording this time around. Every time we recorded the podcast previously, we always recorded ourselves as well, and then stripped out video and just kept the audio, but this time around we are coming to you live and in Technicolor on the YouTube channel, which is your Trainers Training Company YouTube channel, right?
Yeah absolutely. But we've got a missing bit this morning, not Jen, because she's here. You'll be glad to know a normal service has been resumed, so she's in on her chair already.
Good girl.
But we couldn't get my microphone to work this morning, could we, for no. Whatever reason. So I am mic-less this morning, but hopefully that won't make too much of a difference.
No, exactly. Fingers crossed you can still hear us both enough and well enough to understand what we're talking about. When we talk about a different format, of course, we haven't sort of dived straight into the old running order that we used to have we? We're changing things around a little bit, because what we're going to try to do, and we make absolutely no promises whatsoever, because even when we think we've got nothing to talk about, we end up rambling on for ages. We are going to try to make them shorter episodes. Now, what's behind our thinking for that, Sharon? Do you remember?
I don't.
All right. I think it was some listener requests. Although we know that we've got a lot of people that in the old days of doing traveling and that kind of thing and commuting, an hour was quite nice for some people. Although infrequently, we ran over the hour. But we also, a little bit selfishly, it has to be said, we want to cut down the amount of editing time that there is for the podcast.
I knew there was a reason.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's the little bit of a selfish reason in there. But we want to make sure that what we do bring you is all stuff that is relevant to running your business, whether that's a training business, that is the full blend, or whether it's an online business. And we also want to talk about things that are top of mind for us, and intersperse that with a few other bits and pieces. And you will be absolutely delighted to know, lovely listeners, lovely viewers, if you're viewing us on YouTube, the Dog Walking Digest stays.
Of course. And now we are, you know, people, if you are watching on YouTube, you know, who knows, you may even be able to catch a sight of one of the said dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure you will.
Absolutely. Well, I can tell you for sure it won't be Scamp. Just purely because one of the things that that I did since the last time we had the podcast going out was I've rearranged my office. So I'm now in the opposite corner. I've got a nice painted blue wall behind me. And one of the things I did was buy myself one of these sit-stand desk contraptions. So it sits on top of a desk and I can raise it up and I can lower it down. So I am now recording the podcast standing up. And I have to say, the energy is different. It's yes. I mean, I'm very used to recording sitting down. Got no problem with doing that at all. But the energy when you're standing up, it actually does feel more like being in front of an audience and being in front of a training room, although God knows how many of us can remember what that feels like. But, you know, we will come on to, you know, the inevitable lockdown talk for sure. Yeah, but yeah, absolutely. So I thought, well, the podcast is an ideal excuse to do that because I spend far too much of my day sitting down. Even though I'm out obviously walking Scamp, I still spend far too much of my day sitting down. So we're taking the opportunity to have a different energy to what's going on. Podcast is ideal to do that. So yeah, I can't guarantee that I won't flag before the end because I also do a gym workout on Monday mornings as well. Yeah. So yeah, but you never know. I mean, I could combine the two, couldn't I? I could do squats whilst we're
yeah, indeed, yeah, that would be good.
Oh dear. All righty. So Sharon, what you've been up to since last we spoke to our lovely listeners, most of whom have been in and around the various groups and bits and pieces that we do anyway. But what are the major highlights for you?
Course. Well, you know, we're right in Wales, you know, we are on lockdown number 157.
Feels like it, yeah.
Oh my goodness me, because ever since I've been here, which is almost a year, can you believe that? Mm-hmm. And, you know, we'll be having a little bit of an anniversary celebration coming up in a few weeks' time.
That's just bonkers. I cannot get my head around the fact that, you know, you will have been in your house for a year, and in that time, you have travelled what, no more than 5k from
not
your house.
Hungry. No,
it's bonkers.
No, absolutely, absolutely bonkers. No, actually, tell a lie. I have been out of Swansea in the first 3 weeks. So obviously, I moved here, and mm-hmm. 2 weeks later, we had our first trainer talk live. Sorry, our first trainer talk live of the year.
Yep.
I travelled all the way back to
of course.
Yep. Stayed 3 days. Had an amazing time and then came back on the 6th of March, and that has been it. Oh, so.
What an introduction to your new life, eh?
I know. So so no change there. We you know, here in Wales, we have been honestly during the last year, we have been in one form of lockdown or another pretty much all the time. So the big national one was didn't finish till the end of July, which was obviously when we had the last podcast. Mm-hmm. And then even then it was a 5 mile radius that we couldn't travel out of. And then it was a local lockdown, so you couldn't go out of Swansea. Then we had the firebreak lockdown.
God.
And now we're back in the big one again, which we have been since the 20th of December. So it's, yeah, mm-hmm. it's been, it's all been very, very weird. And
really odd. Really, really. I mean, it must be an incredibly weird and surreal kind of experience to sort of move to a new area and then not actually be able to do anything much in and around your new area.
I always say I'm here but I'm not here.
Yeah,
it's really weird. You keep looking out the window and going, oh yeah, look at all that amazing stuff, you know. But hey, but you know, it's not too bad. There are worse places to be locked down, let's face it.
This is true. This is true. And I have to say, I mean, you know, we will have told the listeners, I'm sure, in the run-up to the last episode before this one. You know, we were both very fortunate in that our businesses not only survived, they thrived, actually, during the lockdown period. And that certainly continued for the rest of the year. And I have to say, again, selfishly, I was quite glad to get the time back from, A, not doing the podcast and not doing the editing for the podcast because I had so much to do, which I appreciate is quite a different experience to a lot of people. But in terms of my lockdown experience, again, I've been really fortunate insofar as not that much has changed. I'm still able to walk my dog. The biggest things for me at the moment are now I'm allowed to bubble. I'm in a bubble with my mum and stepdad, so that's really nice. But the gyms are closed. The gym's closed, and I can't see my friends, can't see the rest of my family. So wasn't able to see my dad and stepmom at Christmas, and haven't seen my brother for God knows how long. So it's this usual sort of stuff that other people are experiencing as well, in terms of who you can see and who you can't see and what you can do. But outside of that and the gyms not being open during the proper lockdown, it's not actually that significantly different for me. I have to say that it's taken until now to sort of unwind all of the various bits and pieces that I've been doing work-wise to be able to start getting back to some semblance of normality in terms of time off and time away from the screen, and my eyes have definitely been telling me I need less screen time, for sure, because some days I was just waking up so tired, and it happened last week. I wake up really, really tired, and then the screen is blurry, as in my eyes are obviously not able to focus properly because I'm tired. It's kind of I've pinpointed it to late night screen time. So if I pop on the laptop, I'm sitting in front of the telly thinking I'll just pop on the laptop, just get that thing out of the way. And if I do that, sure as eggs are eggs, the next morning my eyes are, well, you know, you had your time last night, you're not going to have any more today. And it's a real kind of struggle to get through on some of those things. So I think adjusting, I think, has been probably the biggest thing to try and get used to. With the fluid and ever changing rules that we live under at the moment, right?
Well, yes, indeed. But you know, if somebody had told us that we would still be sitting here, you know, in January, still experiencing, you know, what we're experiencing, we probably, you know, wouldn't have believed it. But then on the other hand, you know, the good thing about the situation we're in right now is that finally there is that light at the end of the tunnel. Finally there is that exit. Whereas I don't know about you, Jeanette, but one of the things that really I found really difficult to cope with, you know, for most of this pandemic situation, is just being the uncertainty of just not knowing when it's going to end.
Yeah.
You know, like the kind of, oh, is it going to be, you know, first day it was going to be 3 months, then 6 months, and then it's like, oh, it's a year. And then what was going through my mind was, 2 years, could it be 5 years? Am I going to live the rest of my life like this? You know,
yeah.
You just didn't know.
Yeah,
you knew that logic will tell you that there is going to be an end at some point, but the fact of not knowing when. Whereas now, finally, even though we can't know for absolute sure, and we're all, I'm sure, trying not to get our hopes up too much, you do know that there's a clear road ahead, and you're thinking, hopefully. You know, by the autumn, there should be, you know, some sense of normality.
Well, you know what? Lovely Clive Myrie on the BBC News last night, twice, at 6 o'clock and at 10 o'clock, said that every adult in the UK is going to be vaccinated by September. And I'm holding him to that.
He did say that.
He did. The first thing, I swear to you, the first thing I thought when I heard September was, oh, we'll definitely get Trainer Talk Live in December then.
I bet, yeah.
I was like, yes, we get to see people again. Before thinking, oh, I can go and see my dad. Oh, I can go do this. We get Trainer Talk Live back. Because, I've missed it so much. I know we've been doing it virtually. I know I was very honoured to be your first speaker on the first ever virtual edition of Trainer Talk Live. But, I miss seeing people in person. I really do.
Me too. It would be just so wonderful to see everybody again. It feels like such a long time, and not only that, just to see people in the room, but also to do those normal things like at the weekend, you know, go out for cups of coffee with people, you know, go and have a Jim and I were saying last night we were watching something on the TV, can't remember what it was now, but you know, they were in a pub and it was a couple of people and they were singing in a pub and we both looked at them and we just went, oh, Wouldn't it be great to just go in a pub and just like, you know, have that.
I know.
People around you, and you know.
But do you find that you see things on the telly for stuff that was obviously filmed pre any of this?
Yeah.
Like two people sitting on a bench, and your first thought is they're a bit close to each other. That's just ridiculous. It is crazy. And I know it won't take as long. Well, we saw in the easing of lockdown restrictions, it didn't take massively long for people to get used to, you know, going back to doing what they need to do and all the rest of it. But it is very, very weird how it's just infiltrated every part of our lives. And I mean, I'm kind of fascinated to know how historians will talk about it in the future. Because having lived through it and had an experience that is arguably both the same and quite different to a lot of people from a business point of view, I think it's going to be really interesting to see how it's all kind of relayed and how the enormity of this is got across to, well, future students, future school children.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, for kids, again, I know I was considering that the other day, thinking like if they're really young kids, you know, say sort of like under 10, they are going to be, it's almost going to be like, oh
yeah,
do you remember that when we were kids and we can hardly remember it, you know?
Yeah.
But we lived through it, and
yeah,
how weird was that? And and then, you know, for teenagers and things like that, they're going to remember it, and they're going to be, you know, that'll be something that, you know, all the faffing around with school and exams and stuff like that, and,
mm-hmm,
you know, that's had a big impact, and that's something they will remember. And you know, it is going to be well, you know, we're not through it yet, let's fingers crossed.
This is true,
everything crossed.
I know, but it is a fundamental trait of human nature that you know, we look for hope, don't we, and the light at the end of the tunnel.
Absolutely.
And I think
do.
You know, anybody that is listening or watching this right now that has, you know, got this far with some semblance of their sanity remaining, you know, I mean, I know for some of us there was very little there in the first place prior to lockdown, but you know, with some semblance of sanity, yeah, remaining, it's like, give yourself a pat on the back, because if this is not the ultimate test of resilience, I don't know what is.
No,
you know, to be able to get to this point, and if any at any point we have made you smile or even, dare I say it, laugh out loud so far in listening to this, then congratulations, you, because, you know, all is not lost by any stretch of the imagination. This has been one heck of a roller coaster, right?
It really, really has. And I think it's been perfectly normal, hasn't it, for everybody to have, you know, times when they're actually okay, and I don't know, there are times when I actually think, do you know what, we're okay. I mean, yeah, we're all in our houses, but could be worse things, you know. We've got but I know not everybody in this country has that, but for a lot of people, you know, we have food, you know, we have the TV, we've got our, you know, laptops and all the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and actually, when you compare it to what they went through in the war, it's that, you know, that was
completely
real deprivation and sacrifice, and you know,
so
a lot of times I really remind myself of that, and and be really, you know, grateful for all the things that we have got,
yeah,
in our life. You know, there's still a lot to be grateful for. But then on the other hand, you then there are other days where you just for whatever reason you just have a little cry, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh God, and what is life? It's all so hopeless, and what's happening? And end, and you know, all that. And so, and I think for most of us, I think from what I'm picking up from lots of people, you know, we talk to in our trainers or community and our clients and things like that, and friends, I think that's pretty much sums up everybody's experience.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, again, coming back to this idea of resilience, and believe it or not, resilience wasn't actually going to be the main topic that we're talking about today, but coming back to resilience, it's being able to recognize that if you're feeling a little bit down now, you're not going to feel a little bit down forever. And actually, oh, have we got the first siren of the new podcast? Here they come. Well, hello. That's an ambulance, that one. And away they go. So the first sign of resilience is, first sign of resilience, one of the hallmarks of resilience is recognizing that the way I feel right now isn't going to last forever, and that's particularly pertinent when you're having a bit of a down day. So it's perfectly normal and okay to allow yourself a bit of a down day. And we were chatting with somebody last week, weren't we, in Wine O'Clock, not betraying any confidences, and somebody who was feeling a bit guilty about the situation that they were in, and sort of, you know, feeling like they were going on about it too much and that kind of thing. It's like, no, stop. This is an unprecedented situation. None of us have ever experienced anything like this before, ever. So let's not beat ourselves up for how we're feeling right here, right now. Let's just accept that that's how we're feeling. It won't last forever, and we will move on and move forward and get to better times. And those better times are literally just around the corner, because how you're really feeling in the moment might not be how you feel even later today. So, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, the corona, what do they call it? The corona coaster.
Yeah. That's one of the things I love about human nature, is that we will find those little snappy little tag words and tag lines.
Oh, we do.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Got the Rona on the corona coaster.
Yeah, and with the other one, we've got COVIDiots.
Yeah. Yeah, I've forgotten that one. Oh, exactly.
You see, on the subject of COVIDiots, did you see on national news last night that the police had to break up a bunch of 8 people who had erected some sort of garden shed thing and were having a party in there in Swansea?
Oh, dear. I didn't see that on the news. It must have been your local news, but oh, dear.
Oh my God, I was like, what are you doing?
See, I would love to feel superior, but I know full well that there are COVIDiots down here as well. I mean, we had that student, was it for Christmas? So trouble is, I'm losing track of time at the moment. I mean, I can't lose track of time anyway, and sort of say, oh yeah, that was a couple of years ago for something that was a decade ago. But I think it was before Christmas. There's a student at Bournemouth University who'd been warned 3 times about having parties, and the final time got fined £10,000, and it was all, oh woe is me, where am I going to find that money? It's like, well, you should have thought of that before having the party. And it's not like it was the first time you were warned. You'd had 3 warnings, so you know.
Exactly. You mustn't get sidetracked into that COVIDiots, because you know I can't understand it. And anyway, these people, they were fine. The police obviously did.
Yeah,
it was brought to their attention, and it was broken up, and they've all been fined, and hopefully won't do it again. But it's really sad, because you know that's how it's spread. And people don't follow the rules, you know.
It's true.
Goodness sake, let's all pull together so we can just get out of this.
Yeah, get out the other side.
Then we will be able to do.
Totally.
Carry on. Anyway, that's my rant.
Speaking of carrying on, shall we? Let's carry on with what we were intending to talk about today. Yeah. Okay, so nothing much has changed in terms of us not being able to stop ourselves just going with a subject and rambling on. But today we wanted to talk about something we have touched on before, but I think it's even more pertinent at the moment, especially with sort of the unknown, I guess, business landscape and changing business landscape, and that was consistency. So one of your favorite C words, consistency.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And there's been quite a few stories popping up this week of people saying that I just got this call out of blue from somebody, and I ended up like with a shed load of work, or just got this random message, and etc. And you know, when I hear people say that, I always, my little antenna, I go up, and I was like, yeah, really, what do you mean by that? What do you mean out of the blue?
Yeah,
because nothing really happens out of the blue, mm-hmm. as we all know, because mm-hmm. you can always trace it back to something that we've done. You know, if we have been making a conscious effort maybe to keep in touch with that person, that's an example of something that we've done to for that occurrence to pop up further down the line, because if we hadn't have made that conscious effort, then it wouldn't happen. People would just have forgotten about us.
Completely. And what was really interesting was that even though we've had this extended break from the podcast, every single month from August through to December, we have had people downloading past episodes of the podcast, which just goes to show that if you put content out there, and assuming that you have it on a platform that keeps it permanently for whatever value permanent is, so something like a podcast or your own website if you keep it available, or LinkedIn or Facebook or one of the other social media channels that isn't a sort of done and gone one, like the latest one, Clubhouse and Snapchat, you know, those ones that sort of, you know, they put it up and then it goes away again. The ones that keep it permanently, you don't know how far down the line somebody is going to start listening to that or watching that or reading that. So it just goes to show it's so important to put it out there, even if it doesn't have the whiz-bang immediate fireworks reaction to it that perhaps you were hoping for, it will have an effect at some point.
Yeah, absolutely. And this actually happened to me last week, so this was a hilarious story. So do you remember that I told you a few days ago about somebody had booked into my diary on my calendar to talk about business mentoring? So people can book in, and it quite clearly it says, you know, 30-minute session to discuss business mentoring. So to sort of whether it's going to be right for you or not. So this lady booked into my diary, and I said to you, to Donna, who is this person? I hope it's just like not
a time waster.
Time waster, because that happens a lot. Don't you find that the people, they do that, they book in and they haven't got the slightest intention of talking about one-to-one mentoring. They just want to talk about something else. Usually, can I pick your brain?
Yeah. Can I just?
No, I thought it was going to be, you know, that sort of person, and because I didn't know the name of the person, that was somebody just, you know, who was this person? And generally, when people book in for things, I do tend to know who they are, you know, because I've had previous dealings with them, or they're in a group or whatever. And anyway, so she, this lady, she booked in with a session. I talked to her on Friday afternoon. Really lovely lady. Lives over in Canada. She's quite nice, also quite interesting. You know, that's an international client, so to speak.
Excellent. And
so then I asked her the question that I always do, which is, so how did you find me? And she said, well, she says, you were one of my first connections on Twitter in 2012.
Oh, my word. Well, that blows your normal two-year lead time out the water, doesn't it? That's extraordinary.
You're kidding me. And she said, you were one of my first connections, and I sent you an email, and, like, you were really kind enough to write back to me and, you know, send me all these tips or whatever. And I said, well, I said, have you been on my email list ever since? And she said, oh, yeah.
Oh, my word.
I mean, it is incredible. And I then said to her, well, do you know, I'm not even on Twitter anymore. She said, well, neither am I, you know. But she said, that's where it started.
Yeah.
It just goes to show, doesn't it? You just never, ever know. And it's about, as you say, just putting that stuff out there, keeping in touch with people. All the stuff I was talking about on Friday morning in our first webinar for the Complete Trainer.
Oh, yes, we haven't mentioned that yet, have we?
No, we haven't mentioned that. We will mention that. But all of that stuff, it's just so important, isn't it? Even when we don't feel like doing it, as we didn't with the podcast a little while ago, we had got to the point where we were a little bit guilty of, oh, well, nobody's listening to it. Why should we do it? You know, da, 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 da. Got so many other things to do. Is it a productive use of our time? That's really why we decided to take a break from it, truth be known, because although with the podcast, we can see that people are listening, the unfortunate thing about it is we don't know who's listening.
Yes.
Makes it even, unless people tell us, we don't know that people are listening. Yeah. So you can't feel that. There is nobody out there.
And we do know, by the way, if you're sitting there either listening or walking and listening, as I know a lot of people did, or watching us and thinking, but I told you that I listened. We know that we do have a handful of super fans who will absolutely listen to the content. We did have some people when we announced that we were going to take an extended break and possibly not bringing the podcast back. We did have some people say, oh no, I really miss it. I really want to, you know, I really miss not listening to you two every week. Which, you know, each to their own. but yeah, and that's lovely. That is lovely. But it is, when you sort of look at all the different things you're doing, you sometimes you have to make a choice between, okay, at this point in time, where is going to be the best use of my time? And for both of us at that point, business, the volume of business that we had to deal with was such that it was just, I just don't have the headspace or the capacity to add this back into the program again. But, you know, we absolutely were clear at the time, and it was a never say never situation. And then just before Christmas, you know, you were sort of said in, because we kept our weekly catch-ups going. That's the thing. We still talk to each other on a weekly basis. It's just we weren't recording it. So, you know, please don't think, listeners or viewers, that this is any different to what we have actually been doing every week. It's just we haven't been recording it for your pleasure. We were just having one of our normal weekly chats. It's like, should we bring it back? Yeah, let's do that. That's how it happened.
So here we are. Mm. So yeah, really, really important message there about consistency, you know, keeping in touch with people, getting your stuff out there, even when you feel there's nobody out there. There generally is, it's just that you're not aware of it.
Yeah, exactly. Really important.
So should we talk about the complete trainer?
Yes, let's. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, unless you are part of Sharon's Trainer Talk community, or you are somebody who is on her mailing list, you won't have heard about either the complete trainer or the complete revamp of the website and the members area and all that kind of stuff that we did. So complete trainer first, shall we?
Oh yes, well this has been an amazing project. It all happened very quickly, really, hasn't it?
Yeah, kind of. I think the gestation period has been relatively long. If you take it back to its very original origin, then that's been quite long. But in terms of us going, right, this is what it looks like and this is what we're going to do, that's been like that really, really quick.
Yeah. And it really, and there's a little story in here about making things sort of easy and doable, because, you know, I must admit, I mean, I conceived of this idea. It was conceived in conjunction with my business mentor. I must admit, I'm gonna give him some credit for that, even though he has told me that his head is big enough already. That was a quote from him that I went into his Facebook group the other day and said, I'm going to big Richard up now, even though he's told me that his head is big enough already. But, you know, because, you know, we got talking about funnels and, you know, the product ladder and all the rest of it. And obviously, you know, I have got lots of products at the bottom end. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you've got the associate alert service, which is your £10, and then you've Trainer Talk, you know, which is your £50, and then I've got, you know, the mastermind at the top, which is quite a lot more expensive, but there's nothing sort of in the middle. Although there was the Future Fit program, of course, but that was just sort of like a one-off thing and not something that people could join at any time. So, you know, we were thinking about something that would sort of, you know, fill that gap, and came up with a concept known as the Complete Trainer. And the idea was that it would be a modular program that people could join at any time. And originally, it was going to be pre-recorded videos that people could join the program, log into Kajabi, consume the content, but come into the Facebook group and get their interaction with everybody else. But of course, because it was going to be pre-recorded videos, that meant that it all had to be finished before we could announce it. And as you and I both know, you should never attempt to sell a program. You shouldn't finish a course before you attempt to sell it. You know, it's kind of, because what if you do all that work and, you know, spend ages recording all those videos and then announce it to the world and nobody buys it? Mm-hmm. So, you know,
there are ways around that. I have to,
But it's not really a dumb thing. Anyway.
It can absolutely be the done thing, Mrs. Stop trying to justify why you didn't want to do it. Come on.
You know, I'm going to fess up now. So that was a bit of a blockage, because it was literally like the middle of December. And every time I tried to do this blooming thing, I like couldn't do it. And I just thought, I had this horrible feeling that I would be spending the whole of my Christmas holidays recording pre-recorded videos, because we both wanted to launch it in January, mm-hmm. obvious reasons, at the start of the year, etc. You know, and I had Ryan coming home for Christmas and Amy, and I just didn't want to be, doing it. But really, and this is what I'm going to fess up now, the real reason why I didn't want to do it is that it felt like wading through treacle.
Mm-hmm.
It felt, there's something about the pre-recorded video which doesn't inspire me, mm-hmm. doesn't play my bow. Every time I look at it, I go, oh, what do you do? You know, but so I had to find a way, because, you know, basically, Richard, my business mentor, he did give me the option. He literally, in a session before he went, he looked at me and he went, you don't have to do this, you know. And for a split second, I was like, I felt that sense of, oh, I've got to get out of jail card free now. I'm just like, But then the stubborn person in me went, nah, I'm not giving up on this. I'm not going to let you win here. But I had to find somewhere. And the answer to it was, of course, doing it live rather than doing pre-recorded videos, because it's when I do it live, that's where I get my energy.
Yeah.
I get my energy through the interaction with other people, even if it's on a webinar, even if I can't see them, and know they're there and they're typing into the chat and all that kind of thing. And So as soon as I knew that I could do that, I was like, yeah, hey, let's go. I can do this now.
Oh, goodness.
And it's launched and we're up and running.
I know. And that was about a 5-minute explanation of something that took weeks to get to the bottom of. I mean, we started talking about it. I think you started speaking to me about it in October, actually, because we had planned to do the website overhaul and all that kind of stuff in November. And this is how it works, listeners and viewers, right? So Sharon gets an idea, I plan it out, I say it's going to take this long to do and it will take all of my time to do, then Sharon gets another idea and says, well, come on then, let's do this one. It's like, no, you have to wait. Now that is not the right thing to say to Sharon. It has to be said, Sharon doesn't do waiting. She gets idea, she implements idea, you know, planning out and waiting for the right time to do it. So the fact that we were having all these delays on, okay, well, this is how you structure it, this is how you put it together, we plotted it all out, had all the modules, this is what you need to do to create a pre-recorded online course out of this stuff. And it was like, have you done it yet? Have you done it yet? Have you done it yet? It's like, no. It's like, okay, there's something in there that isn't working for you. And of course we knew what the answer was, because even on Facebook Lives, you hate it, don't you? Until you know somebody is watching, then you get that energy and it's right for you to move forward. So I think that getting to the bottom of it was really the key to it, because you still have now some pre-recorded videos, some of which we did together like this, sort of a two-hander, and that then gave you the momentum to get another few videos done, 3 or 4 of them done, which was just you talking to camera and going through some slides, which is the sort of what we've called the foundation modules, aren't they, of the Complete Trainer, which has then sort of given us a platform and a basis to move forward with the live stuff. So it just goes to show that if you are feeling like you're wading through treacle, keep chipping away at what you think is the reason for that, because there'll be something in there that is this blocker for you. And if you can work out how to take that blocker away, and I remember the conversation with you, which was, okay, here are our options, do it this way. If we do this one, it means you have to do this. If we do this one, it means you have to do that, and so on. And we got to the point where, oh, I can do it live, oh, I can do it this, oh, we can record these together. Brilliant, let's do that then. And then it all came together. It was amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah. But what was even more hilarious was the fact that that Richard had suggested that originally about doing it live, and I was like, I have to finish the course before we sell it. You can do that. Mm-hmm. You don't need to wait. And I'm like going, and the sort of, I don't know, like the organised part of me is going, oh, no, I've got to, like, you know. And so then So then when we got to this point where, oh, I think I'm going to do line, and he literally like banged his head on his
head. I'm not surprised, but isn't it funny?
I'm going to see it over. Oh. I was like, I know.
These stories we tell ourselves. Oh, yeah, completely. And just, you know, sitting there saying, well, we can't do this because. And I think, you know, despite, you know, both of us having years and years of experience of understanding how limiting beliefs can get in the way of what we want to achieve, it can still come up and bite you on the bum at any time, can't it? Because, you know, you're sitting there going, but I have to do this. Well, I don't want to do that. But I have to do this, but I don't want to do that. And just looping around in that for ages before we got to the point where it's like, well, how about we do it this way? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can do it that way. So I'm kind of not surprised that he was banging his head on the table. Let's loop all the way around back and back to the first thing that I suggested. Okay.
It's like when you go, you know, I remember years and years ago, going with a friend to go and buy my wedding dress, you know, and it was years ago. This was 1995, folks. Ooh. And I know. And we went into London and spent the whole day. And we literally walked into a shop at 9:30 in the morning and saw this dress. But of course, couldn't possibly buy it. And then we had to traipse around all the rest of the shops for the whole day.
Completely.
Until going back at 5 o'clock.
Can't get the first one you see. Come on.
And it's a bit like that. You have to, like, I don't know, you have to sort of go through that process sometimes, don't you?
You do. Now, at this point, it would be remiss of me not to point out that we have actually been talking for about 40 minutes.
So I know we're going to stop now.
We haven't even done the dog walking digest yet, but I would hope, no, I'm not even going to say that we'll be more organised and have more structure to it. This is how this podcast is, folks. Okay, we are just going to pick a subject and we're going to talk about it, and it will be a kind of a stream of consciousness that comes off the top of our heads, which anybody that's listened to it previously will know that's pretty much what happened. But, you know.
Yeah. I listen to lots of podcasts that are like this.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that's fine. But just to say before we move on to the dog walking digest, so Complete Trainer was launched last week. Mm-hmm. We've got people enrolled in the program, which is fantastic. It's amazing. But of course, you can join, even though we did a special launch offer, you can. The beauty of the program is that you can join anytime you want.
You can. Absolutely.
So it's a rolling program. As we describe it, as a continuous learning loop.
Absolutely right, yes. And for more details, we'll put the link in the show notes. But for more details, you just go to thetrainerstrainingcompany.co.uk and then you can either do /the-complete-trainer, or you can go to the Grow Your Business section and it's in there, or the link to get to it is in there. But yeah, do check it out, because as we say, it is a rolling program that you can join at any time. There is no such thing as behind, and it's all explained on there. So great. All right, dog walking digest.
Well, god, it feels a while, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Since we do talk about our dogs every Monday, of course, when we have our chat.
True. But,
yes, well, Jen's had a birthday. Yeah. She had a birthday just before Christmas, so she's now 14.
Oh, congratulations, Jen.
Very elderly. But she's a bit of a fraud, because there are many days where I just think she's so slow. And I get a little bit worried, like, oh god, she's plodding along, she's so slow. And then there are other days where she, you know, she sees a squirrel, or she gets to the beach, mm-hmm. And as soon as she gets on the beach, she runs around like there's nothing wrong with her. And I think you're just a complete fraud, you are, madam. You know, there's nothing wrong with you.
It's so true. So true. They get us really well trained, don't they? They really do. Yeah, Scamp's the same. He's not in terms of plodding and then, you know, finding energy from anywhere. But I'll tell you about him in a bit. What else has been happening with our gym?
Well, she's still, you know, hello, ears picked up there.
Hi, Jen.
I wasn't talking about you. I'm still, you know, I'm a full-time carer, as it's been described. So that involves sleeping on the sofa every night and getting up sometimes four times, sometimes three, sometimes two times to let her out.
Poor thing. Oh dear.
I know. And it's not so bad when she just basically, you open the door and she comes straight back in. But it's the other time, so she's out there for like what feels like about 15 minutes. Yeah. will you just come back in?
Oh, don't. Scamp has taken recently to, in the evenings, if I'm sitting watching the telly, he rarely sits with me. He will go into either the office and his bed there, or he'll go on my bed. But just, I would say, over the last couple of months, something like that, what he's been doing is around about half eight, he's been coming in to see me on the sofa and just pouring at me and looking expectant. And I'm like, well, you've had your food, you've had your walks, you've done what you need to do. What else is there? So I say to him, do you want to go outside? And he knows the word outside. He knows the difference between out and outside. And outside is just into the garden. But he'll get all excited about the word outside. So I'll get the keys, go downstairs, open the front door. Sometimes he will literally just stand there, not even going outside. He'll take two sniffs and he'll go, yep, that's enough. Turn around and go back up the stairs again. All right. Really? That's all you wanted to, I could have opened a window for you.
But one funny story that happened on Christmas Day involving Jen was that an outside in the garden, there's this little like it's a pampas grass thing. Mm-hmm. Always going in there and just sort of, I don't know what she does in there, but it's like, I think it's become like a little hideaway. It's like Jen's little house out there. She buries herself in there and then she turns herself round. And like, you know, she's got, you can imagine she's half buried in this pampas grass, and then she looks up at the house, you know, because the house is obviously on a, you know, it's on a terrace, isn't it? So our garden goes down. And anyway, on Christmas Day, we opened a bottle of, you know, and she knows she's a failed gun dog, you know, she doesn't like bangs. So we opened the bottle of pampas, she immediately went, oh my God, and she went outside. And it was freezing cold here on Christmas Day. We're about to have our dinner. It was dark. It was about 4 o'clock or something. And she literally wouldn't come in.
No.
But she's sitting there in her little hideaway.
Oh, no.
In the pampas grass, in the freezing cold, just looking up at the house like, I would love to come and have my Christmas dinner. I'm too scared.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
We had to keep going out there and going, come on, Jo, come on. She would not come back in. And so eventually Myron had to go and get her and pick her up and bring her in. And she was like, and then of course we made her a Christmas dinner, but she was very slow this year because, you know, normally we time her.
Uh-huh.
We always video and time her. And normally it's about 30 seconds. So 3.5 minutes this year.
Wow.
She's really slowed down a lot, I know, but she did enjoy it.
Oh, well, that's the important thing. Good. Good, good, good. Well, yeah. I mean, I think going back to the spoofing thing that we were talking about and being a big old fraud, scamped enough try it on with my mum. And of course, since we've had the support bubble, every time we go there, he will act like he's really scared on the journey up. It's like, we do this every week, mate. You know this journey. And then the journey back, he'll act like he's really scared until we get to one end or the other. So either home or to mum's house. And as soon as I start pulling into the driveway, he's like, oh, I'm here. And the reason that he gets so excited is because he knows his grandma's going to treat him. That's what's going to happen. So honestly, she never spoiled me and my brother like this as kids. I tell you, he comes inside the house. Oh, have a treat for coming inside the house. Oh, let's take your collar off. Have a treat. Oh, you're looking at me like that. No, I haven't got anything. All right, then have a treat. He knows this. So he started getting really, really cheeky. And he and my mum's dog, Copper, don't get on very well. Regular listeners will remember this. But if they just ignore each other, it's fine. But Copper's really possessive of my mum. So Scamps started getting really cheeky and will sort of, he does it to me as well. He will do his kind of, I'm just stretching. And oh, look, as I come out of my stretch, I happen to have my nose in your face. And it's just, so of course Copper's like this, so which Scamp then gets his Elvis on and all the rest of it. Oh, oh my goodness me. So yeah, but they both end up with treats, even though neither of them have done anything or deserve it. But anyway,
good old stuff. Good, right? That was the dog walking digest.
It was.
Though.
I think that's it.
And that is the end of our podcast. So I hope you've enjoyed the first episode back.
Yes.
And we'll see you next week.
We certainly will. You can get in touch with us through all the usual methods. And well, if you're watching, yeah, if you're watching this on YouTube and this is your first time, okay, thanks. Sorry about that. All of our other episodes are not televised, I'm afraid, but you can still find them on the website. So we'll put all the links in and get that sorted for you. But yeah, speak to you again next week. Take care, everybody.
Have a great week, everyone. Bye.
Bye.